From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Klamath River Renewal Corporation has filed the definite plan for Klamath Dam removal with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The definite plan provides specific details regarding the removal of the lower four Klamath River dams, the largest such effort in U.S. history. At more than 1,500 pages, the plan provides comprehensive analysis and detail on project design, decommissioning, reservoir restoration, and other post-deconstruction activities. A comprehensive review of the benefits of Klamath Dam removal by the Interior Department in 2012 concluded that Klamath Dam removal would dramatically improve water quality in the Klamath River and increase Chinook salmon populations by 81%. Caltrans releasing a risk assessment for last chance grade, the coastal stretch of U.S. Highway 101, 4 miles south of Crescent City in Del Norte County, known for its susceptibility to landslide activity. The document will help Caltrans narrow down long-term solutions for the area. Using 3D-enhanced technology and other methods, they analyzed the geological conditions of proposed alternate routes inland and compared those routes to the option of making major upgrades to the existing alignment. There will be a public open house on July 19th at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds from 6:30 to 8, where project staff will be able to present the findings and answer questions. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies get a call for service for a suspicious man in the Gualala area. The man would later be identified as Richard Brelo. Responding deputies got information that he entered the Coldwell Banker Realty office, then handed an employee a note before telling them that a person would die if they returned to the Baptist church there. Brelo then departed the realty office and was observed standing along the edge of the roadway, brandishing a knife and baton at passing motorists. An off-duty Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy was in the area and monitored Brelo until responding deputies arrived on the scene. During that time, Brelo threw rocks at the off-duty deputy's personal vehicle, causing more than $400 in damage. Brelo was contacted and arrested. Following his arrest, he proceeded to make threats to kill the deputies. He attempted to strike a deputy and also spit on the off-duty deputy. A woman dead after police say she tried to grab onto the side of a moving truck. Police say it happened in a private driveway on Golf Course Road in Bayside. As she did so, she slipped and was run over by the left rear tire of the pickup truck. She was taken from the scene by ambulance to Mad River Community Hospital. She died of her injuries there. Her identity will be released once kin are notified. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.